It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into stories that make this world nerdier. From Odyssey's Nerd Talk, I'm Gregor. While most of them might be cold, he better get used to it for his life at sea, dressed as a French pirate today, with a warm upper lip. He's our skin squad. He's Brandon from the internet, our pirate fur daddy.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I'm just like collecting superlatives at this point.
Yeah. I like that you use the word superlative. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
I am actually impressed. Yeah.
Trigonometry. Or whatever. Stoichiometry.
Our chief stoichiometrist. I don't even remember what that word means, but yeah. Brandon, good news. I got a text message from Maria, who was driving past the slightly furry location, and she said it was going off on a Friday night. So,
yeah.
When you come to town for your birthday, shout outs to 420. We got something to go do. Okay?
I was getting a tattoo the other day, and
let's see.
There it is.
Whip it out.
Yeah.
Show it to us.
What kind of airplane is that?
Nice.
It's the one full of kids that crash in the Everglades.
Oh, my God.
Yes!
What a callback.
Wow. Shout out to Sunjet.
Yeah. No, but I was talking to him, and he was like, oh, yeah, cool. So when you, like, let's get you on the books for your next tattoo, like, end of April or, like, middle of April. I was like, oh, yeah, like, what's your schedule? I was like, I told him because I knew he would like this. I was like, I'm going to be out of town on my birthday, which happens to be 420. And he's like, oh, man, why isn't that your other brother's birthday?
Wow. You're tight with your tattoo artist, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. I think I probably just like show. I don't even know if I've. How does he know? I don't think I've ever talked to the dude about Matt. Maybe my brother, my weed brother, is just like notorious.
He's a listener to Nerd Talk Plus.
Yeah, maybe.
That would be amazing. What's his
shout out to Brandon's tattoo artist?
Yeah,
his name's Chris. Chris Spriggs.
Yeah, Chris,
he's super
up?
Good. Yeah, I mean, okay. I'll let you be the judge of that, I suppose.
What kind of flower? No, it looks beautiful. What kind of flower is that?
It's a marigold. It's the name of my daughter.
Oh, marigold. Yeah, Goldie.
Yeah.
That's really nice. Okay.
Also, what's up, Siege? Okay. Sorry, we like hijacked the whole intro.
No. I'll get to that. Good. I'm in charge of this part. You just let me do my thing. All right.
Let Gregor do his thing.
I'm a French pirate. I'm hijacking.
I want to. Okay. Well, I'm gonna make this all come together. From the Spokane subreddit, is there anywhere a gay guy in his 30s can meet other gay guys here? And I was like, well, either Brandon knows because he's a realtor and keeps track of these things, or this is Brandon that's making this post under a secret name, or something in between. Brandon, if you had some lovely gay clients, what neighborhood would you help them find in Spokane?
First of all, if I was ever going to make a super artsy independent film, it would definitely be about like a gay French pirate,
in Spokane
that was in Spokane. Yeah. Yeah.
Right by the sea.
Dude, I would say,
in the Chart neighborhood.
Chart. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Actually, you know what? The neighborhood that I live in, I'm not technically in this neighborhood. I'm just south of it. Therefore, the S part of the Chart. is the Perry District, probably the most like blue, like I would say it's the place that's going to be the closest to the Capitol Hill in Seattle, which is like, when I say that, it is a very, very, very far cry.
But if
I were going to say, like, in 30 years what this neighborhood would be like, I would say it would be like that.
Probably burned down out of some sort of white power protest. Like,
definitely. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
All right.
Bunch of French pirates coming in and taking it.
Oh, wee. They're like, no, dude. Get out of here. We got wall guns for just this occasion. Anyway, he makes weird noises with his mouth while making his face look crazy, and they pay him. Hello from the East Coast to Siege. Hello.
Hello, my friends.
Wow, he did all those things at once.
Sorry. That was disgusting.
Hi, Siege. How are you?
Hello, my friends. I've missed you so much. I'm so tired.
Okay. I want to talk to you about Celsius energy drinks. I see you have one there. And the guy that I on chess on TikTok, I follow a chess streamer, who's not particularly nice or helpful, I think. He's just kind of mean and pouts a lot about losing. He's an early 20s-year-old guy.
Awesome.
I was going to ask, is he at least good at chess?
Yeah, he's real good.
okay. He's like, are you nice? Rated, but... No, but you're good at chess? Also, no.
Why are you streaming him again? I don't know.
Because he rage quits.
He gets real mad. So anyway, he drinks Celsius all the time. And I'm like, what the hell is this? So I bought one the other day to try it out. Siege, I got to know, is there a flavor that is like good?
There are actually a couple of them. I look like I'm from South Florida, so anything guava, I'm all about.
Sure.
But this tropical vibe one, like one of my students gave this to me today because she could see I was obviously in need. But this thing is star fruit and pineapple. And like, I got to tell you, man, I'm lit right now. This is so good.
Are they all sugar free?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Actually, believe it or not, in my past life, I used to pick up from them when they were first starting out, and they would give me like free cases all the time when they were first trying all their new flavors. And they weren't so great back then, but they have gotten so much better over the years. And
now, to
like the point that they sponsor the Florida freaking Panthers, and they're out like before the games giving out free Celsius to like the fans, so everybody's like completely jittery, coked up before they go into a hockey game.
Oh, this one's bath salts flavored.
Yeah, I'm glad that they tested with all the delivery drivers that gator piss isn't gonna fly.
Yeah, it was worth a shot though.
Yeah.
So they've made it into Costco. Like I saw a bunch of like so I like drink a lot of Red Bull now all of a sudden, which is weird. But I if you buy it at Costco and like. The bigger packages or whatever, it's like half as expensive. Something's going on with Brandon here. I thought he was about to show us his like tramp stamp or something like that. That was like really like you were like positioning yourself.
Yeah, what other tattoos are you trying to show us here, Brandon?
I got a Red Bull tattoo on my butt. Look at this.
Are you uncomfortable in your pirate mime shirt?
A little bit, you guys. Yeah. A little bit.
Dude, this stuff is so great. I like anytime I can get Celsius or like Monster Ultra. In Costco, where it's, you know, pennies on the dollar, I will just, like, stock up on that stuff.
Monster Ultra sounds like a season of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Like, it's like, I've never heard of that before.
I want that in my veins.
I feel like, just do Adderall.
I don't have Adderall. You can't buy that at Costco.
You know how hard it is? You know how hard it is to get a prescription for Adderall anymore?
Not hard. It was not hard.
No, for me, it is.
And then it became not hard.
Listen, I'm not admitting to going doctor shopping, but I mean, I'm going doctor shopping.
You guys, can I, I don't know if it's like.
Send me some Adderall? Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like the whole idea of when you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. But like every, so I'm reading a book series. It's like probably the actual proper nerdiest thing that I've done for this podcast. And I'm not doing it for this podcast, but as far as being called Nerd Talk, it's a high fantasy series called, by Brandon Sanderson, a fantasy author, and it's called the Stormlight Archive. And so, basically all
the
of these
book.
Different, oh, it's super good.
Can't wait.
I mean, if you're into this kind of stuff, which I am, and these characters, like the main characters, like their powers come from like sucking in Stormlight, and the way that they describe Stormlight, this thing that they're like, that's what they say it over and over and over.
Man, I just gotta. I love sucking in the Stormlight. It's a big old hose of Stormlight. I just love sucking it until it filled my mouth full of Stormlight.
My faces both went, huh?
But the way that they describe the way that the characters in the book, the way that he describes the feeling that they have is like it's this power that's coursing inside them that's urging them to act, and it's just making them. I'm like, that's Adderall. Like he's just created Adderall or cocaine in this universe. And then last night I went to watch Dune 2, and while I was there, I was like, oh, spice is just Adderall. Like, so I don't know if just like everything now, like, is the Force just Adderall? Like everything that I see now,
it's just all these writers on
the
cocaine.
Dark side is PCP.
Like, we gotta get this.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, none of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain. That's probably the one we're closest to, though. But if you are, let us know what we get wrong or potentially what we get right. You could tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege and his scoring a kung fu movie. Go to nerdtalkplus.com to find all of us. Happy 311 Day, dudes.
Yes, happy 311 Day to
and
all
also
who celebrate.
To you.
I got a text from Dave Clark, the founder of Sounder at Heart, today that was like, happy 311 Day to those who celebrate. And I was like, you know what, Dave? I'm going to play you a song. I'm going to play a 311 song on the radio to celebrate. 311, not a great day in history, to be fair, other than if you're a fan of bands from garages in Omaha or basements or whatever. 311, the day that the Fukushima tsunami hit. 311, the day that the World Health Organization 4 years ago announced that COVID was going to screw us all over for the next couple decades. And then those are the two bad ones. And then also there's a stoner band from Omaha that is celebrated today. They put out a Tiny Desk concert, the NPR thing. And I got to tell you, I'm not a 311 fan, but sign me up. I've seen them a couple times. They're fine, whatever. But boy, as old men playing this stuff, I'm like, oh yeah, they're just playing the hits. It looks incredible. Nick Hexum's a 11 out of 10, something I never give anybody, but and the quality of it, fantastic. And the thing for me, Brandon, maybe you'll enjoy this too, is they play Beautiful Disaster first, and the two dudes playing guitar are like co-leading, playing lead, and they do it in harmony, and they've done it a million billion times, so it's perfect, and it sounds great. And it just so happens to be behind the desk at NPR. So it's something definitely worth checking out. So anyway, happy 311 Day to everybody. Also, I wanted to get to this. I don't know how you found this. I think Siege, you were I think the one that first started doing this in the group chat. If ever we needed a broadcast channel for the podcast and an account to go with it, now was the time. Because the amount of telling Meta AI to generate images for something, the fact that it's
the chat is
incredible.
It's like communal. It's just communal access to our idiotic, what can we make the internet do?
And then each one of us one-upping the other person, being like, what if we made it have testicles? Like, okay, cool.
My favorite was when I guess it was like you somehow went to bed or something like that. And Brandon and I are up at like 4 o'clock in the morning going back and forth. And I'm going to myself, I'm like, Greg is going to wake up and have like 30 of these pictures just all together. And we're just going, do it harder. Do it more.
Yeah.
Which is weird because there's a lot of weird sexual stuff. And you kept telling it to do it harder and do it more. So I saw things I can't unsee.
But it wouldn't. That's why we had to really press it, because it wouldn't. And we would not take no for an answer. Meta AI would not consent to what we were trying to do.
At first,
but
you
did
for a butt.
Eventually.
You're like, you're a butt.
Yeah, that's right. The first thing I asked for was just show me a robot's butt. And it was like, no. And then I was just like, show me a robot farting fire. And then it did.
No problem.
So I
just a robot with ass flaming.
I used to work for a company where they were very altruistic, at least, and they said like one of the main things that they worked on was trying to get rid of or like eliminate bias in like in emerging technologies like artificial intelligence. So like something like Siri or you know any of the virtual assistants, not to like name the Apple one specifically, but for a long time like would only respond to certain frequencies because the people that were met like early on. Like the people that were testing these devices were all men, right? And so like it would have a harder time picking up female voices, or it's also like cameras having a harder time focusing on black people's faces or mm-hmm. or anybody with darker skin. But the one thing I've realized is like, you know, the people who are programming the Meta AI chatbot, because everything that you ask it to do just pops out an Indian dude.
And you're like, wait a second.
Like, in nowhere, I'm like,
even
like, go
more
back.
Indian.
Yeah. I like go back and I'm like, wait a second. Like, I didn't specifically prompt it to. I mean, it's cool. Like, hey, we're pushing back against like the white, what do you call it? Like white dominant, you know, culture where it's like, oh, why did I expect it to pop out a white dude? But I just didn't expect I was like, show me a Spider-Man centaur. And it just happens to be like an Indian Spider-Man centaur. And I'm like, we can work with this. Let's go with this.
Now, can you respond more white? Like, can you say that? Like, can you tell it, like,
whiter,
more Aryan?
I'll try
please.
It right now.
I need this to make me feel comfortable instead of acknowledging that there's countries with billions of more people than us.
Grapes with eyeballs. Yeah.
At least make him black like the guy on the movie.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, man. It's the fact that it's built right into the chat that you can do it and just like immediately generate giggles is real. And then like it becomes a thing that I learned in improv class a million years ago, which was like, you don't have to try and make something asinine that no one can respond to. You can just say something a little bit more straightforward, like 1,000 grapes, just to see what it generates, and then see where we can go from there as a baseline, rather than starting with the craziest thing I can think of. 3 handsome centaurs is like, I could take it further, don't get me wrong, but it's a lot easier to start with something very basic and build from there. So I don't know. Anyway,
if you go to our chat right now, I just wanted to test this theory, and I said, Meta AI, show me a man. Anybody can do this. Like, did we explicitly say how to do it? Like, if you go into your Instagram,
let's not tell them. Let's make them watch our thing.
Go into your,
watch our thing.
Yeah, watch our thing,
which you don't have yet.
Watch my thing.
But I just asked it. I said, show me a man, and it sent me a picture, and it was just like, just a dude. I mean, but he's an Asian dude, but he wasn't Indian. So now I'm disappointed on all sorts of levels.
Can we now ask it to make him white?
Why do you hate Asians,
Brandon? Let's just see what happens.
Make him
white. Hold on.
White.
Make him whiter.
Yeah. Let's see what happens.
This is amazing. I'm actually not trying to gatekeep. I was just joking. There it is.
Oh, wow.
It's so old.
But that's just a completely different dude. Like, that's the other thing. Is like,
because it's an... Looks you like Charlton Heston.
Yeah, you like ask it to generate something, and it's like, here's this thing, and you're like, make it more Indian, and then it just gives you a completely different picture.
Yeah, that's weird. How about Meta AI? Oh, there we go. Even more white. So
I
what
said,
you do
make
is
him
you
even more
it doesn't
white.
It doesn't work from online. You have to do it from an app, but you just do at Meta and then
Why
space
are they all
AI.
Just old white guys.
Add a mustache.
Oh yeah.
Meta, you say at like Meta Woody AI, Allen. Make him even more white or whatever you want, or make it, you know, a donkey with 4 heads, which is definitely something you guys should type in there because I'm give him a mustache.
Yeah, let's see. See, I think is it?
Oh, it's not even close to the same guy.
He lost like 40 years.
No, but if anybody's a French pirate, it's that dude.
that guy's an American pirate. How dare you?
Yeah, okay.
Australian.
Say make him more American.
This is probably super great.
Content for people who can't watch along. Yeah. Good.
Thanks, I don't even think we could make a video out of this.
it's just us. Yeah, like we're talking about our own social media.
Yeah.
Wow. I said make him more American, and it's actually the same guy for once.
Yeah.
See, just in a different shirt.
He's just a little fatter.
He looks like he's from Idaho.
Yeah, a little
he's
bit.
He's a little fatter with less hair.
Give him a face tattoo.
thanks for the episode of Nerd Talk Plus.
Everyone should be doing this with their friends in their group chats on Instagram. Are you guys actually doing this? This is amazing.
Oh, yeah. I asked him to do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, last one.
Dude, we're done. Whoa, yes.
It's learning right before our very eyes.
But what is the face? It just looks like two.
What is that in his face? Is that corn?
Is it stumps?
It looks like corn.
Okay.
And then on his head, he's got a nose with like, oh no.
Oh,
are
no.
Those look like rubber. Those look like rubber dicks surrounded by corn.
All right. Well, way to go, Japan. I just transitioned to that. The Nation went 2 for 2 at the Oscars this weekend. Of course, Miyazaki did it again with The Boy and the Heron. He was like 80-something years old and still making these incredible movies or whatever. But everyone knows what God Siege's nips all pointy. It was Godzilla taking the Oscar for Best Visual Effects. And every
hell
time they
to
put up
the yes,
every time they put up an image from it, it's always the image that Siege's iconic image of Godzilla minus one, which is Godzilla with just the top part of his Godzilla head going through the water as he's about to bite a boat. And the more I see that,
he's like doggy paddling, chasing a toy.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely looks like a golden retriever with scales, like getting ready to like do some, you know, hilarity or whatever.
The deadliest golden retriever ever.
He but just to me, it just looks like the Jim Carrey Grinch evolved Pokemon.
Okay, it's like, this is my final form.
Yeah,
for me, it's incredible because it looks like classic Godzilla. Like they didn't like. It really is a testament to how badass that movie was that they like made goofy ass Godzilla into something like incredibly powerful and strong. It's like what you would see at, you know, if it was at Universal Studios or something like that, they'd be like, oh, look at that. That's old school Godzilla. And so very cool and very excited for them to have done that. So congratulations. Were you excited, Siege?
Oh my God, was I ever excited. Like I was kind of half expecting to not get anything just because like anytime any movies that I love that are nominated, like Spider-Man Across the Universe or Godzilla Minus One, I'm just half expecting it to like not get recognized because I'm like, this is something I actually like and a lot of people actually like, but we're gonna give it to the artsy fartsy thing about some lady in a prairie.
It's literally the only movie I saw maybe in 2023, but also right? All of the things that were up for a nomination, I was like, that's the one I saw was Godzilla Minus One, and it won, so pretty good.
Is there a reason, maybe we've talked about this before, and I'm just, because I never remember anything that we talk about on this show.
Yeah.
Is there a reason that, like, there's so much Godzilla content over the last year? Like, there's obviously Godzilla Minus One. There was the Godzilla show on Apple TV with
Monarch.
Kurt Russell. Yeah, Monarch. And then
Kurt
there's
and Wyatt.
There's a new another new Godzilla
sorry about
movie
that threesome
coming out
that they had, though, with Cage.
Godzilla X Kong. Yeah.
Yeah, Godzilla X Kong or Kong X Godzilla. I saw that preview last night before Dune. And I was like, man, is Godzilla just Adderall? No, I wasn't sure.
Yes.
Like why so much Godzilla? Not that I'm complaining.
Is Godzilla X Kong, is that the same Godzilla universe or is it someone else?
That's the legendary monster verse. Like it's basically where they took the 2014 Godzilla that, you know, attacked Honolulu and San Francisco, and then they had the Godzilla versus all the monsters, that one, and then Godzilla versus Kong, and then legendary Monarch was supposed to be somewhere in that timeline between 2014 and 2019. But does a way better job of telling the story. And then they just kind of got cartoony with this one where it's like Godzilla and Kong team up to fight other gorilla and other Godzilla.
It's like a Godzilla King Kong buddy cop movie. It's like a Rush yes. Hour 2.
Dude, in the preview, Kong rides Godzilla.
It's
jumps onto him and hangs on to his little plates and
I'm
like leans
stoked.
Off to the side like
yeah. I'm actually stoked for this because this is exactly the amount of stupidity that I need. Like get rid of the artsy fartsy stuff. Like I just want this.
You should see Godzilla Minus One, first of all, because it was awesome.
Yeah.
But I hope that I'll wait for you guys to see it and tell me to see. I trust Brandon's taste in movies because he knows exactly not that you don't, Siege, but just Brandon goes way back and being like, you need to watch Ip Man. And then I'm like, how about Ip Man 3? And him being like, I mean, you can, but meh. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, he's like sold me straight on these films that I like and dislike or whatever. So, yeah. Okay, if it's good, I'll watch it.
I'm a wild man when it comes to movies. Yeah.
I do want to, like, I mean, now if I want to talk about movies with Siege, there's like a handful of movies that we have definitely seen from being the exact same age that it's like, you know, Ski School and yeah. Summer School and all these like, yes. old like Teen Witch and all these old movies from the 80s that like, I've definitely seen from HBO back then or whatever.
Rad.
But, yeah. Sniper. I don't remember
Rad,
what else we
were Gleaming the Cube, North Shore.
Now, Brandon, have you or have you not seen
What was the rollerblading one?
Dude, none of these movies that you guys have just mentioned have I ever seen.
Before Christian Slater
was
Christian Slater.
This is what we're doing when it's your birthday. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to watch Gleaming the Cube, dude.
This is what we're doing for the birthday.
Yeah, we're watching Gleaming the Cube, man.
We're going to gleam the cube.
Tony Hawk is in it. It's like, and it's from like 1991.
Yeah. Lance McGill.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild what they did. Did you ever see Airborne, Brandon? With the rollerblades?
No.
And the Devil's Backbone in the middle of flat Cincinnati?
No, but I saw Brink. The Disney Channel original Brink.
Nah.
Which is also about rollerblades.
Starting Max Goof?
Yeah, no, I wish.
I would build
my entire persona around that character if it had existed.
Okay, so that's not the only Japan news. Congratulations to Godzilla Minus One, all the people responsible.
I should have said my entire fursona because it's Max Goof. So if I ever do decide
to go
to
420, bro, we're going
the furry place. I'm going like Max Goof.
Okay, good. But, which
I'm
is basically just him wearing those glasses
and
being like Max Goof. So okay,
yeah, I'm a dog, but cool.
Ooh, just get the two ears. Just get the ears
yeah, and the glasses, yeah. Dude. You're set. And just like cut a hole in your pants, easy access or whatever, and you're good, man.
Orange shirt.
Adderall.
It's all Adderall.
Adderall.
Anyway, congratulations to Nintendo of America, Nintendo Japan, whatever, who is making the sequel to the Mario movie. Did you two see the first Mario movie that came out last year? Or this year? Last
year? Yep.
I have not. It's still sitting on my list.
It's fine.
Which, by the way, thank you, Gravy. I'd like to give a shout out to Gravy for expanding my list ever so massively.
Brandon doesn't have access to this, so I feel bad talking about it. But Sean, our buddy Sean Gravy Gervin, gave Siege access to his Plex server, which is just basically all of the entertainment. And he told me when I saw him over the weekend, he said Siege has overtaken Cool Keith as the number one user of the Plex server. And Cool Keith just puts Plex on in the background while he works literally all day. So whatever Siege is doing to one-up Cool Keith.
I watch like 2 to 4 movies a day. Like,
pretty incredible stuff. Pretty incredible. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad to be recognized.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't know how much you've been around the equine in your life, but how tall are horses?
Dude, hold on.
It's like, how do horses wear pants? You have to, tell me, are they upright or...
Is there like... I swear to God, we get served up like the same internet stuff, and then I don't know if this is coming out of the same place or if there's just like something in the ether, Adderall, that is making us like just like want to talk about horses. But I went on like a whole like ADHD Wikipedia binge of like world's tallest horses, like a day ago.
First of all. Adderall in the ether sounds amazing.
And then I show up here and you're like, how tall do you think a horse is? And I'm like,
I know.
I don't know if I learned anything, except I learned that a Shire horse is the tallest.
That's where we're going, dog.
Where are they measuring from?
So it's called the withers, and that is something between the shoulder thing and the shoulder blades. It's like a very specific point where probably where the thing that you grab onto sits on the back of a horse. That's what it is. Wherever that like lumpy thing.
So where the centaur becomes a horse.
Yeah, it's like right where the butthole of the man would be if it weren't attached to a centaur. Yeah, I think that's how you technically describe where you measure a horse's height from.
reverse peen.
The cloaca.
The horse cloaca.
Also, what is inside the rest of the horse body? That's what I need to know. Or inside the man body. Like, what is that? Anyway.
Extra organs.
So, I guess a Shire gelding of 1846 in some stupid place in England or whatever was born. And they used to measure them by hands. Like, you would just stack hands up as if everyone's hands are the same size or whatever. Also, if you're ever in Latin American countries, Spanish-speaking companies, you don't say how tall someone is by doing this, or you do like a flat, like planular thing. You hold up a hand like you were, I don't know how you describe that, like you're like patting someone on the back, rubbing someone's back. So you say someone's this tall, and it comes from measuring horses, I guess. Yeah. Oh. Are we making out here?
Is that so it's like hand, it's like hand. It's like hand width. Like you go like this.
So I'm like, how tall is Brandon? Brandon's about this tall. And then I just hold up my hand as if I'm like rubbing someone's back or whatever.
Why do they have so many weird? They're like, how much do you weigh in England? You're like 5 stone.
I wish I weighed like 5 stone. Good God, like 11 stone.
I don't even know how much that is.
I think it's like 25 pounds or something like that. I can't remember, but yeah,
like 1 stone is 25 pounds.
I think so. Yeah, I don't weigh 25 pounds. Just for the record, I weigh more than that.
My son, whose name is Stone, I was really waiting for the threshold when Stone weighed a stone, and then I completely forgot about it because it's an asinine unit of measurement.
Oh my God! Hold, let's see what it is. Like, how much is
I'm pretty sure he's already
stone?
Passed. I think he's already passed it.
Oh, it's 14 pounds, okay? So hold on. I'm way more stone than that. I'm way more stone than that, bro. Oh, my God, I'm having a sweet 90s moment. I literally weigh 16 stone. Isn't that the Bush album from, like, 1990-something?
Yes.
Wow, my day is made.
That's got to be. Yes, that's it. That.
Okay. Yeah, so if he weighs more than 14 pounds, which was, like, 2 years ago, then, yeah, he's more than... 1 stone. How much does a stone gossard weigh? Americans will measure anything as long as it's not in metric. Anyway.
10 stone.
That Nate Bargatze sketch on SNL is by far the best one I've ever seen. Have you guys seen the one about...
Oh, where he's like, they're like going over starting a new country and he's George Washington. And
yeah.
Absurd.
Yes.
If you haven't watched you gotta look it up.
So the horse thing... I guess the average height of a horse is about 5'5" up to the shoulder blades or whatever of these Shire horses, which are like big old horses. Along comes Samson, who is at the shoulder as tall as Andre the Giant.
Oh, my God.
Some 200 years ago. That's 7 feet tall. Andre the Giant was 7'4". But this horse, before you count the centaur part or the man part or its head, or unless it's been detached like that weird movie, then, like, you're talking can't get in through the doorways in a modern home. I mean, Brandon's house, like, barely a hobbit can get in or whatever, but it's like, yeah. 7 feet tall is at the shoulder.
When does it just become a giraffe? Like, you come from horses, like you're both of your parents are horses, what? But you're from.
Oh, that's a sweet horse.
But like they're
talk
like,
about
yeah,
being hung like
it,
a horse. That's the one you want to be legally hung like, I guess.
It's like when you're in, high school and you've got like short friends. You're like, oh, you're legally a midget, right? Or like, you know, in high school, you're more culturally insensitive and whatever. but then, like, you just like that horse is like legally a giraffe at some point.
I think the giraffe's
got to have that extra neck.
Yeah, I think that it's. I think it just becomes like. A beast rather than a giraffe, I think. I don't know.
The giraffe is like the same height as the horse if you're only measuring to the shoulder. It's just got like that extra neck.
Hey, next time on Nerd Talk Plus, I want to go over giraffes because like what the hell is up with that animal?
Finally.
Like, they got like crazy legs and like those
they got
horn
black
things
tongues.
That they have. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like
those little horn things don't even look like horns. They look like flowers, but they're
like
horns.
Corks or something.
Have we even considered, like we
centaur
talked so
horsemen?
Much on this
show. Giraffes?
Giraffes? Giraffe-tars?
Oh my God.
I mean, it's equivalent to me being
a
centaur.
Where's the human body start?
Just like at the top, just like you know, like those things that you put on top of your finger or on top of like
right
a pen when you're a kid.
It's like the wacky inflatable arm man.
Yes, yeah, so I was just gonna say the used car thing on top of a horse. The neck's not strong enough to support it, so you're actually flailing all over the place.
Like you got to do a handshake, like and the giraffe body's like, God damn it. Like, all right, here we go.
a stiff breeze, and like the whole thing is just toppled over, just kind of bent at the shoulders, just flailing on the ground.
To make sure, I was like, no!
There's just a kink halfway up it. It's broken.
Also, you taught me that horses are not actually anything to be proud of being hung like? Are giraffes any different? Yeah, yeah. Is the ratio better for if you're hung like a giraffe? Or what's the best animal to be hung like?
Get on it, Brandon.
To say, I'm hung like a... And then, like, proportionally, which animal has the best wiener to rest of body?
Do they measure it by weight or height? Like, if you're a certain...
Girth, are we talking about mass or...
Yeah, it's probably gonna be like a mollusk.
Oh,
a mollusk. Yeah. Wait, watch. Probably is.
Yeah,
like, I'm a cephalopod. Right. Oh, look at my giant.
Let's see. Hold on.
Snail killing wiener.
The best
That's
person.
Not to, actually my tongue. I'm not having a foot.
The best person to ask about this is probably ChatGPT. So we're gonna just give that a shot. Which
Meta
has the largest penis to body ratio.
This is literally stoichiometry, right?
Dude, you guys, the barnacle has the largest penis to body ratio size of any animals. Barnacles are small crustaceans that attach themselves to hard surfaces, nice, such as rocks, ship hulls, or even the skin of whales, nice. Despite their tiny size, barnacles possess a disproportionately long penis compared to their body length. In some species, the penis can be several times longer than the barnacle itself. Begs the question, do barnacles just measure body size as, like, their comparison? Like, because the penis just becomes the whole part of the body, and they're just like...
I just want to know if they use the penis to actually propel themselves through the water to get to the whales and ships
he's
and propellering. Whatever else they attach to.
It's not helicoptering if you're underwater.
Yeah, You think it's brood when I helicopter? Wait till you see a barnacle.
This adaptation is thought
kick
to help
me out of Publix.
Reach and fertilize nearby.
True story. You can't do that in the dairy aisle. The oh. Hell, I can't.
Out of my way.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Just imagine a man Stray. Like Siege helicoptering his way down a dairy aisle at a grocery store. And then you're like, wait, it's Florida. This is fine. I saw that Florida's considering a balloon ban, that you're not going to be allowed to have rubber balloons anymore because they're worried about animals choking. And I'm like, yeah, but I can shoot them to death. Like, no big deal. But they choke on a balloon.
That's right. Stand your ground. That's sea turtles coming after me.
It's like, instead
that
of
that manatee was gonna kill my wife.
So you're not married. My future wife.
Instead of gunshots being the harbinger of illegal poachers in Florida, it's just the sounds of balloons like.
The rubber.
No, no, it's just a horse condom. Don't worry. It's not a balloon. It's fine, officer.
an assault balloon.
It's got turrets.
Like somehow a horse condom is like legally carved out of the whatever amendment it is that's going to ban balloons.
Fully automatic
horse condom. It's like literally one of those reflective like aluminum balloons that say happy birthday. And they're like, it's from China.
Yeah, I guess if you tell Florida it's from China, they probably would ban anything, right?
It's true. It's true.
All right, well, one more before we go. There's a great big glacier in Antarctica that's going to, like, melt, and it's, like, kind of like a damming glacier, meaning that, like, when it melts, then the warmer water gets to all the sea ice and then melts that, and then, like, there's no New York City anymore. And I know that people in, like, Duluth are like, well, we don't need those freaking liberals or whatever, right? But, like, a lot of the world's, like, coastal cities will start to be taken away by rising sea levels, apparently. And so there's a scientist...
We're already getting underwater here.
There's a scientist whose plan it is to... my dog is really eating her own ass right now. I mean, she's really going for it. It's crazy.
Get it, ladybug.
Tell her, take that to Publix.
She's allergic to
put that on the camera.
Anyway, what was I saying? Oh yeah, so the scientist is like, yo, I've got this
idea.
He's
gonna eat his own ass.
He's like, I'm gonna eat my own ass, and I need a grant for it. Okay, like,
if okay. I could get a grant,
thanks for joining us.
My own ass.
So.
I don't know. Give me money to lick my butt.
Well, after I need 5 years
worth. Can I apply to the government for that?
By then, I should be flexible enough to make it happen. So if we could just. Is it harder to lick your own butt or to. Well, it's got to be harder to.
It's got to be the butt. Yeah.
So fillet, right?
Have you ever seen those human pretzels?
Yeah, you've driven past. You've missed a couple exits on your way to.
But hold on. Hold on. Let's think this through logically.
But.
Like, if I try and touch my finger to, like, the first.
My butt.
Segment of Siege's butt of if I try to touch the tip of my finger the first segment or the first knuckle, I can't do that, but I can certainly touch it to way further down.
True.
So like, is it easier to wrap your own face to your own butt than it is to wrap it to your own, you know, bits?
As somebody who's had like a lot of
where is this going?
Like existential dread lately about my own mobility, I'm gonna say I'm not worried about being able to reach anything down there because it ain't happening anytime soon.
Guys.
But maybe if I had a federal grant, I could be persuaded. Yeah.
You know, one of the untold side effects of having the neck surgery is not being able to move your arms nearly as much as you can. So touching my own butt is not as easy as it used to be. So I could use a friend.
This brings us back to my...
And that friend could be your own mouth?
Hopefully. Listen, if I can't do it with my arms.
This brings us back to the sponsor of this show, Bidets. You guys got to get one. Siege. Oh, it actually seems imperative.
Dude, I was going to say, like, I forgot. I met this woman the other day, and she was wearing a shirt that said, "Born to shit, forced to wipe." And it reminded me that I needed to get some bidet recommendations from you.
Literally any will work great. Any of them will do a great job. Also,
I just want a garden.
When are you guys going out again? Like, is that happening? Or
as soon as she cleans up the tarp from last time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm out of stuff, guys. I don't know how to recover from that.
I got a message from Cage, who's responding to one of my stories. She says, "Buttery plus nerd talk. I don't want to know."
Oh, from the butter on your thumb hole?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know that your wife listens, Brandon.
She doesn't.
No way.
Yeah. No.
No, we had another conversation about it, actually, because, first of all, earlier when you told me that you were talking to Maria about something, I don't even remember what you said at this point, because I was ultimately just disappointed that it wasn't like she came around and been like, "Actually, Brandon is kind of funny." I was hoping that that's where that conversation was going to go, and it didn't. But then that reminded – so Catherine and I were talking. She was like, "Am I mean for not listening?" And I was like, "Absolutely not. In fact, I prefer it."
I don't want you to know this side of me.
Yeah. Yeah. And she was like, "Oh, maybe I will listen." And so I
not
think
this
like,
week. I made a threesome joke about her banging the two Russell boys, and like we can't have that. So
yeah, and I don't even think she'd be upset about the fact that it was a threesome joke as much as it is the fact that she's just not into Kurt Russell.
I get that confused. I can't remember if she's into him or not into him. And then I'm like, is it Costner? Is it Russell? Which one is she into?
It's Costner that she loves. And you know what? Now that we're talking about it, I'm curious how she feels about Keaton.
How about Harrison Ford? Give me some Ford news, okay?
Harrison Ford is her number one. That's like her hall pass. Like if she could find Harrison Ford.
That's right. Old Harrison Ford.
Yeah, like current Harrison
Ford. Like Harrison Ford now.
Yeah.
What?
But now I'm – yeah, dude, that's like her –
Tell me you grew up Republican without telling me you grew up Republican. It's like thinking that Harrison Ford is a handsome man, despite the fact that he's the most liberal person ever.
Yeah.
Like,
her other one is Liam Neeson.
All right. So,
now, Han Solo. Like Liam Neeson currently.
Oh, he's so like decrepit.
Not Qui-Gon Jinn, Liam Neeson.
Like, I need help wiping my ass, Liam Neeson?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Liam Neeson was old in Nell.
Yeah.
Nell. All right. Well, see y'all in Nell. And we're back for break.
And we're back.
Just like the post credit scene.
So, Brandon,
at the end of the movie.
You been thinking about anything lately? Has anything come to mind? Or?
Yeah, buddy.
I was thinking about we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but I was thinking about like a normal world where humans don't exist, but it's all of the animals, like the normal animals that we have, like no weird animals, just like the normal animals that we have.
No centaur giraffes.
All of the animals are like centaur type animals. So like humans still exist, I suppose, but they have to be attached to the body of an animal, but all of the animals are the bodies of the animals. So like you still have giraffes.
So basically,
but they're all giraffe-tars, and like you still have like zebras, and you still have dogs and cats, and you still have like the, what was it? The mollusk or the, not, it wasn't the mollusk. It was the,
The barnacle.
It's just like a dude whose penis is like way longer than his body actually is.
Everyone's a chimera.
And he's just got a crusty shell all over him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The word.
Yeah. So basically, everything that you originally said about no humans and all animals was just a lie to get us entrapped into this all tar world.
No, but it's like
of half human. Like,
It's just all, everything is all half human, but it wouldn't be weird because everything, it wouldn't be like humans and then there's like these half weird, half animal humans. It's just like, no, it's just like, that's all the animals, you know? It's like when we talked about like dogs doing day jobs a while back. Door. Like,
yeah,
it's just like, yeah, it's a dog. It's like a dog going to work, but like the upper half of the body is a human. And like maybe like the different breeds of dogs, like the different like pugs, like the pug humans would look different, you know, and like the pug tars versus like the collie tars, like
tars.
Yeah, like like they would all have different, you know, like they'd still have different distinct features. It wouldn't just all be like handsome, you know, buff dudes like you see in the
Indian
in
dudes
the, in the movies of the centaurs. Yeah, handsome buff Indian dudes. But like, yeah,
dressed like Spider-Man. No,
like there should have been like a Spider-Man tar, like in the Across the Universe or except whatever that was.
So they're called chimeras. They're called chimeras. And would the chimeras hang out and be like, can you imagine if there was just like a human and it was all human and there wasn't any horse attached to it? Where would his second dick be? On the all new Nerd Talk Chimera podcast or whatever. Like, where does it keep his gold?
Chimera Talk Plus.
I'm sure we've talked about, I'm sure we've asked this question even, but like, we didn't do a question.
It's a real thing. Like, it's like a thing. That's like an animal that goes by in Brandon's
world. No.
But like
a centaur.
Yeah, it's better than a pedatar because that just sounds like a centaur that's a pedophile.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's some of that too. There's still prison.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a humapede.
Question of the week: which animal would be the funniest centaur?
Dude, obviously giraffes. I mean, we've already settled this.
Yeah.
Although, yeah. I do imagine birds would look awesome, though.
Dude,
oh my god!
Have you guys seen the calendar that the guy
you
made?
Guys see where that, like guy that drew. Yeah, yeah.
Guy drew the birds with the human with the human.
Yeah, the birds with human butts. Yeah, and legs. And it also has the legs, but the butts were like kind of the funny part. But the legs were also good. But the butts were good.
All right. Well, see y'all in hell.
Part two.
Now the real credits start rolling.
Okay, good. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk,
yeah! It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we're back for break.
And we're back.
Just like the post, the post credit scene.
So Brandon,
at the end of the movie.
You been thinking about anything lately? Has anything come to mind? Or
yeah, buddy.
I was thinking about. We didn't get a chance to talk about it, but I was thinking about like a normal world where humans don't exist, but it's all of the animals, like the normal animals that we have, like no weird animals, just like the normal animals that we have.
No centaur giraffes.
All okay, of the animals. Well, yeah, but all of
listen,
no. Listen,
animals.
No, listen. All of the animals are like centaur type animals. So like, humans still exist, I suppose, but they have to be attached to the body of an animal. But all of the animals are the bodies of the animals. So like, you still have giraffes.
So basically,
but they're all giraffe-tars, and like you still have like zebras, and you still have dogs and cats, and you still have like the what was it? The mollusk or the not? It wasn't a mollusk. It was the
the barnacle.
The barnacle. It's just like a dude
barnacle-tar.
Whose penis is like way longer than his body actually is.
Everyone's a chimera.
And he's just got a crusty shell all over him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The word.
Yeah. So basically, everything that you originally said about no humans and all animals was just a lie to get us entrapped into this all tar world.
No, but it's like
of half human.
Like, It's just all everything. It's all half human, but it wouldn't be weird because everything. It wouldn't be like humans, and then there's like these half weird, half animal humans. It's just like no. It's just like that's all the animals. You know. It's like when we talked about like dogs doing day jobs a while back.
Door.
Like
yeah,
it's just like yeah, it's a dog. It's like a dog going to work, but like the upper half of the body is a human, and like maybe like the different breeds of dogs, like the different like pugs, like the pug humans would look different, you know, and like the pug tars versus like the collie tars, like
tars.
Yeah, like they would all have different, you know, like they'd still have different distinct features. It wouldn't just all be like handsome, you know, buff dudes like you see in the
Indian
in
dudes
in the movies of the centaurs. Yeah, handsome buff Indian dudes. But like, yeah,
dressed like Spider-Man. No.
Like there should have been like a Spider-Man tar, like in the Across the Universe or except whatever that was.
So they're called chimeras. They're called chimeras. And would the chimeras hang out and be like, can you imagine if there was just like a human and it was all human and there wasn't any horse attached to it? Where would his second dick be? On the all new Nerd Talk Chimera podcast or whatever, like. Where does it keep his gold?
Chimera Talk Plus.
I'm sure we've asked this question even, but like, we didn't do a question.
Is a real thing. Like, it's like a thing. That's like an animal that goes by. In Brandon's
world. No.
But like
a centaur.
Yeah, it's better than a pedatar because that just sounds like a centaur that's a pedophile.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's some of that too. There's still prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a humapede.
Question of the week, which animal would be the funniest centaur?
Dude, obviously giraffes. I mean, we've already settled this.
Yeah.
Although, yeah. I do imagine birds would look awesome, though.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
Have you guys seen the calendar that the guy
you
made?
Where that, it's that like guy that drew... Yeah.
Guy drew the birds with the human... with the human...
Yeah, the birds with human butts. Yeah. And legs. And it also has the legs. But the butts were like kind of the funny part. But the legs were also good. But the butts were good.
All right. Well, see y'all in L.
Part two.
Now the real credits start rolling.
Okay, good.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Oh, O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.